I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Abby, why do they call us up and ask us for our advice if they're not going to take it with us? What happened yesterday?
You know, I wish I could answer that question for us, but unfortunately, people call in, and it's almost they want us to validate their bad idea. And basically, Ashley had called us up because she had felt that, or she didn't feel, she knew that her boss was having an inappropriate relationship with somebody else in the company, and she was missing out on promotions and a positive work environment because of what was happening at work. So she called us up and she was like, listen, I'm ready to quit. I'm ready to get out of here. And we were like, okay, well, don't do that. Why don't you go to HR first and let them know what's going on? And she's like, nah, I'd rather just like blackmail my boss and extort him for a raise. So she didn't necessarily go to the boss and be like, hey, like I want a raise because of this. But she's like, here's the proof. Here's what I know is going on. And her boss was like, basically said, I do not want this getting out. Please do not tell HR. Please do not tell anybody else in the company. I will double your salary if you can keep this quiet. And
give you as much time off as you want.
And as much PTO as she wants. So it's really kind of a winning deal. I was like, girl, take this and run. But I think she's in the middle of trying to figure out whether or not she's going to take the deal or not.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. I mean, we had that HR person on yesterday who I thought did a great job telling you you should have gone to HR first, but you decided, no, not what I'm doing. I'm going into the boss. You got kind of what you wanted. Did you take the deal or are you taking off?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I've been thinking about it like all since yesterday, and I think I'm going to take it, you know? Like, I know it feels a little shady, but I don't know. I busted my butt for years. And like, you know, if he finally wants to recognize my worth now, you know, I don't know. I'll take it. It's just too good to pass up.
Okay, Ashley, let's be honest with ourselves. All right. You've thought about it. You're taking his offer, but this is not recognizing your worth. This is him covering his own butt.
When she gets that fat paycheck, she's going to be like, he sees my worth.
Yeah. If I were you, I wouldn't really expect a promotion. I mean, you're going to get your money. You're going to get them golden handcuffs, that's for sure. And you can take days off whenever you want. But I do feel like this is a temporary solution. I think this is going to feel okay for you for a little while. But then after a while, you're just like, man, I still don't feel right about this. And I think you're going to end up leaving that job anyway.
All I have to say is guilt feels a lot better when you're on a beach in the Maldives.
Maybe. Have you thought about any of that stuff?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I know you guys are right. You know, I don't know. I'm on the fence. I understand both sides of it, but I don't know. I mean, he did hint that like I could be next in line for like a management position when something becomes available. And like, you know, I think you're right. Like, this is not a workplace that I feel comfortable in because it allowed something like this to happen. And like, I probably won't be there forever, but like, maybe if I can sort of like piggyback off of the salary of all the potential raise into like a better next job, you know, like that's a real opportunity for me. And I don't know, I've waited around for a long time to sort of get my reward for working hard, and like it didn't come the way I thought it would, but maybe this is it, you know.
All right, so you're gonna walk into the office today and you're going to shake your boss's hand and you're going to make a deal with the devil. That's what you're going to do.
I know I'm making a deal with the devil, but the devil's cutting me checks.
that's what the devil does.
Yes. The devil's got fat pockets, Kristen. I think this is hard for us to wrap our minds around because we're people of integrity and we got where we are because
have
of
you met
hard work and fart jokes. Whereas, isn't this just really commonplace in corporate America? Like, there's always skeezy stuff going down. So, yeah. I mean, this is just par for the course.
I just feel like you've put yourself in this corner, too, like... was it Sarah that called yesterday? Was that her name?
Sarah from HR?
From HR?
Everyone knows Sarah from HR.
Wow.
I'm impressed.
Right? Where'd that come from? Ask me my kid's middle name. I'll stumble. so she called yesterday, and I'm wondering if she would call back now and say, like, because I think you've given up pretty much all your rights now. Like, once you take that money and you make that deal, there's no going to HR after this, right?
I guess not. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's okay. You know, I've made my peace with that. I don't know. I feel a mix of things. That's for sure. And
well,
it's the first time I have power, you know,
if you're doing this and this is the decision that you are making, I would then say, don't look back. Okay. Mm-hmm. Don't beat yourself up. Don't second guess yourself. That will do you absolutely no good. If this is what you're doing, shake that man's hand, take his money, take your days off. Don't think about it again.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to take it and I'm going to be content with my decision. You know, like, why should I torch my own career when I could benefit from this situation? You know?
Ashley, what's the first thing you're going to buy with your new paycheck?
Integrity.
Can't buy that.
Honestly,
long gone.
That ship sailed.
I don't know. I just want a nice handbag.
Girl, get you a Birkin.
Sold your soul for a handbag.
Sold her soul for Hermes.
Welcome to 2025.
The Bird Show.
She wants to know if she can ground her husband as though he is a child.
The email that we got reads, Bird Show, I need your help deciding if I'm being unreasonable or if my husband deserves to be put on spouse arrest.
I have never heard that phrase before, but that is great. Spouse arrest?
Not house arrest, but spouse arrest. Maybe the adult version of grounding. She goes on to say, there have been several preventable mistakes and infractions this past week that have gotten me to this point. Number one, he was in charge of washing our son's baseball uniform before his next game. Easy enough, right? Well, he somehow managed to wash it with something red.
Oh, no.
You can imagine how that turned out. Our kid ran onto the field in pink baseball pants. He wasn't thrilled, to say the least. Number two, I asked him to let the dog out before bed. He forgot. The next morning, I was greeted with the most horrific smell when I came downstairs, and our living room rug didn't survive. Number three, I specifically told him to fill up the car because I needed it the next morning. He didn't. I ended up late to work after coasting into the gas station on fumes. Now, my husband has a golf outing with his buddies this weekend, and I don't think he should get off scot-free. Shouldn't he have to serve some kind of sentence? So my question is, can I officially ground my husband? Is spouse arrest a legit thing? Or do I just have to let him enjoy his weekend with no consequences to his screw-ups?
Okay, so I'm guessing you guys are 16 years old. and are married at 16 years old. Come on, man. Is this thing serious?
Do you think there is anybody, because it would only take anybody listening who's willing to call up and admit that they have put their significant other on spouse arrest or they grounded their husband or wife because of something they did.
I hope not. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. What does that even mean? So she's going to say, hey, you're not allowed to go golfing this weekend because you messed these three things up? I would immediately leave the house, honestly.
See, it's weird because it's obviously something that you would not think you would say to a grown human being, right? That they should be able to they should be able to handle themselves.
I feel like as a man, you're going to hear, oh, I'm under spouse arrest. Come on, baby, bring those handcuffs in. This sounds fun.
Here, let's try this, Kristen. Uh-huh. I'm the wife in this case, okay?
Hey, honey.
Hey. I got to be honest with you. I am getting increasingly more frustrated. The pink pants.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And then I told you to take the dog out.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And now you've messed up the house and the rug, right?
Yeah, sorry about that.
What was the third thing?
The gas.
You didn't put gas in the car. I'm getting so frustrated. How can we make some adjustments here that when I'm asking these things of you that I know they're going to get done?
Hey, listen, babe, you knew this when you married me. I'm a forgetful person. I'm not doing this intentionally. It's just who I am. I have a hard time remembering things. I need you to remind me.
So I'm getting a divorce. I'm leaving today. The whole excuse, like, this is the person that I've always been. I'm flaky before I got into the marriage, and I'm flaky now in the marriage. That doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah.
Is that the one you've used?
Well, no, yes. I had to get to this place of self-awareness. Like when I was leaving lights on around the house, when I wasn't replenishing the toilet paper roll, when I was leaving my shoes all over the place. That's the excuse I used. Like, this is who I am. How dare you change me? But then I realized, oh no, you're just a raging a-hole and you need to be considerate. I did. Like, I had that self-revelation. I realized my lack of self-awareness and that, no, like, yeah, there's certain things that you can be, have resolve as far as like, no, this is who I am. And I don't appreciate you trying to change me. But when it comes to things like that, now you're just being defiant for whatever defiant purpose is, because you're being stubborn. And I was being stubborn and inconsiderate. So now I am more mindful and considerate of the person I share my home with.
Mm-hmm.
And I do my best to turn off the lights, replace the toilet paper roll, you know, pick up my shoes. There are times when I flounder, sure. Mm-hmm. But as long as you show effort there and that you're trying to be a better person for your partner, I think you get points for that.
I just know this man hates his life. Like, you're going to make such a big deal about these small, innocuous things, like accidentally throwing a red shirt into the washer or like forgetting to fill up the car tank. Like, what do you, like, there are real things to get mad about. Like, I don't know. Infidelity. So I think the fact that you're making such a big deal about this is probably speaking to a larger pattern, to where if you bring it up, he's probably not going to be surprised, but then you also shouldn't be shocked when he serves you divorce papers.
The better way to handle this whole thing is be very 2025 about it. Do not confront him about it. Just blast him on Instagram or TikTok. That's the way you do it. And you get people on your side that will rip on him also. So you could say, hey, even the people think you're an idiot.
So she should do a post on Instagram today and put up a poll. Being like, should I ground my husband? Yeah, here are his infractions.
That's the way to make it better. For sure.
Get it. The Burt Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Did I tell you guys about the most adorable thing I'm doing this weekend?
Oh,
Are you getting like a labubu?
Wait, I
no,
think
it's
I saw,
not a labubu.
I think I saw you say that. Oh, yes. I saw your Insta story.
Oh, my God. It's the cutest little thing that I'm doing this weekend, you guys. It's adorable. I have been invited. It's so cute. To a Georgia Tech tailgate.
You're so wrong.
It's
You're so,
so
rude.
Adorable, you guys. They're little itty bitty tailgates.
Hey, you hate them because you ain't them because you're not as smart as them and you would never be able to get into Georgia Tech.
No, I respect the school. I even respect their football team this year.
They beat Clemson.
They beat Clemson and the quarterback they have this year and their defense is good. I no problems there at all. But it was about 24 years ago when I first started this show that we had a producer on this show, Mark Owens. We called him Phil Turan at the time. When I got here, I came out from California where college football just took a backseat to professional, right? The only thing we had out there was UCLA and USC, right? And I have gone to that game before, and I saw that tailgate. And when I got to the South, Mark would tell me like, oh man, you haven't seen tailgating. I'm like, what do you mean I haven't seen tailgating? UCLA, USC is a huge deal. He's like, come with me. So, I decided at that time because I realized that you can't be both. You cannot be a Georgia Tech fan and you cannot be a Georgia fan at the same time. No. Can't happen. So I'm like, at least let me sample the two so I can pick a side, right? So I go to the Georgia Tech game first. I forget even who they were playing, but it was nice. It was cool. It was Georgia Tech. You know, there were people all around the stadium and they were having their nice little tailgates. Everything was nice and clean. Everything was, you know, it wasn't really loud. And it was fun. You know what? I was walking by some people and they were giving me beers and stuff like that. I'm like, this is nice. Really nice.
Everything's very ergonomically centralized. They're all engineers. They got their protractors out.
For sure.
Like,
right?
This is the perfect angle to funnel your beer at.
It wasn't bad. It seemed fine. And I left the thing going, come on, man. You can't compare that to UCLA, USC. And then I went to a Georgia game. And at that point, as soon as the car pulled up and we were miles away from the stadium and there were people tailgating and it was rowdy and it was loud and there were people like chugging beers. And I'm like, I don't need to know anything else. This is my team. All right. So I haven't gone back to a Georgia Tech tailgate in 23 years.
It's been over two decades.
Yeah, if I'm going to go to a game on a Saturday and it's here, I'm going up to Athens and I'm going to go tailgate there. But I have a friend that lives in Pennsylvania and I've known him for such a long time. His son is the starting quarterback at Temple and is going to be playing against Georgia Tech.
That's exciting.
And he's coming into town this weekend and he's like, hey, we're having a tailgate. I'm like, Temple people are having a tailgate at Georgia Tech? This sounds rowdy. But at least I'll go.
Yeah.
So it's going to be my first time back. You know what I think the problem is also? Is that there's just not as much space around that Georgia Tech campus and that stadium as there is in Athens.
Well, yeah, this is downtown. It's Midtown Atlanta, downtown Atlanta.
And there's also a different mentality. It's a different mentality with Georgia and Georgia Tech, man.
There is. And there is something about, I feel like, too, with the SEC. It's, but again, it's just depending on, like, the party level of the school, that's going to dictate the party level of your tailgate.
That is for sure. Have you gone to a Georgia Tech tailgate yet?
No. Why would I go to a Georgia Tech tailgate? When I went to the University of Florida, and that is like the mecca of tailgating. Yeah. Anything that's not the SEC, to me, honestly, has just been a letdown. Even NFL teams I've gone to, I'm like, nobody does it quite like the South.
However, I did go to an Ohio State tailgate.
Oh, I bet that's wild, yeah?
And they were playing somebody big. I think they were playing Michigan, and that was intense.
So they got nothing else to do up in Ohio.
Right. Like, that was massive. That was a huge tailgate.
I went to a Penn State game also, and I'll say that campus gets crazy also, man. That is really, really fun. But if you're making a list of best tailgates in the country, Georgia Tech's not going to make that list. They got a lot of stuff going for them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more important stuff for them going for them. But it's going to be the cutest thing I've ever seen.
It's going to be so fun.
That's
so wholesome.
All right, what do you got for scream therapy?
All right, listen. I did this in my car the other day, posted it. I got good feedback. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take it out of my car and out of my Instagram stories, and I'm going to put it on the air. I have done this before. This is not new for me. I have been doing this for years, and I'm not the person that started it. And that is letting out a massive scream to release every bit of tension and anxiety that is riddling your body.
This really works. And where do you do this when you do it?
I did it in my car in my driveway.
Okay.
I wanted to do it in my car in the station parking lot, but I'm like, I don't want to get the cops called on me because people think I'm having a minty bee. So I'm like, I'm just going to wait until I get into the like into the comforts of my driveway and nobody was home and it was going to be fine.
Didn't your Ring camera pick one of these up one day?
Yes. I was having a day and I walked outside and of course my Ring camera, as soon as I walked outside, grabbed it. And I got into my car and I just had this massive scream and then I just got out and I walked back into the house and it's a cathartic release. And I feel like a lot of us could just use a little cathartic release because we're literally on the edge and we are about to get pushed off.
I do think though, and I wonder this often, that if we're living in a vacuum because we have to be on top of the news and we have to absorb this, that most people live their lives not with this kind of frustration, but they have frustrations in their own life that might have to do with their kids' teachers or whatever, right? But not the stuff that we have to look at every single day and absorb because we do this job.
And that just compounded it. My scream had nothing to do with any of it. It was all personal stuff. So if you right now need to scream, let's do this.
Do you need to scream? Because I need to scream. I'm in the comforts of my car. I'm going to give you a chance to go somewhere quiet, bathroom, outside, wherever. Just put your thumb on the screen, pause it. Find your place, and then we'll all just do like a nice cleansing scream together. Because I think we can all use it. All right, everybody's where they need to be. We're going to take a big breath in, and then we're just going to release. All right? So one, two, three. So good.
You really went for it.
Girl, I got a little bit dizzy. I had to hold on to the steering wheel a little bit. But when I say it, it's because everything, I could just feel it inside my body. Mm. And it was just, it was suffocating me. It was choking me. It was suffocating me. And I'm like, this has to get out. And when I did that, I was like walking on air.
For how long did that last for you?
For the rest of the day.
It did.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, okay. For the rest of the day. 10 out of 10 recommend. I feel like if you get to a point where you're having to do this every day and multiple times a day, I have a great therapist. Her name is Susan Rudnicki. You should hit her up. Probably need to do that as well. But yeah, if I just, you know, the scream therapy, it hits, man. It hits.
You and I just have two different ways of handling it. You scream out loud.
Yeah.
And I take a gummy in silence.
Well, you know what?
That sounds more fun.
I do both.
Scream, then gummy.
Yes.
All right, Kristen does raise an interesting point, and I said this earlier this morning also. I think there are times where you have to seek beauty out. You really do. We are living in a time right now that is so divisive and it can be very stressful that sometimes you gotta seek it out. And when we're talking about beauty, sometimes we think about landscapes, go to the Chattahoochee or whatever, and you can kind of chill out there. But take that out of it. You can also find beauty in events like we have tonight, noon tonight.
Yeah.
I assure you, this is the least divisive place in the country tonight.
Yes. If screaming's not your thing, you'd rather have an injection of joy and just pure happiness and all the feel goods. Come to Avalon tonight. We're going to be there on the boulevard in Alpharetta at Avalon with our Burt's Big Adventure kids. These are kids with chronic and terminal illness that we take to Disney every year. They're going to be out there strutting their stuff in this fashion show. So these are all going to be retailers that you can find at Avalon. They are going to be showcasing their fall attire. And most importantly, the kids, man, they get to feel like rock stars. So often they feel like they're on the outside looking in, but this time they get to be the stars and they're going to be strutting their stuff. And we want you to come out and cheer them on.
No arguing tonight, no divisiveness tonight, nothing but beauty here. And you can buy your tickets there. Avalon tonight, noon tonight.
You're on The Burt Show.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I tried so hard this morning, but I just couldn't pull it off. I really, really tried to connect with my kid this morning and trying to be a cool dad, and I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. So last night, we were supposed to catch up with each other. He's living in Athens right now, and he's going to college at UNG. So when we get to talk to each other, it's a really important time, right? So he hits me yesterday afternoon, says, hey, you got time tonight to talk? I'm like, absolutely. So I call him at 7 o'clock, and he's like, Dad, can I call you back in half an hour? I'm at Cane's. I'm about to eat. I'm like, sure, no problem. But I guess I had my phone on Do Not Disturb, so I missed the call last night, and I saw that this morning. And he wrote, just tried calling. Let me know whenever you're free. Now, in his text, there was no punctuation. There were no capital letters. It was just one run-on sentence, right? So I start to hit him back in his speak. I promised. Sorry, man. And again, I'm not using any punctuation, no capital letters. Phone was in D&D and didn't realize it. I would normally put a period there. I keep going. I'll call today for sure. I couldn't send it. I deleted it. I deleted it, and I had to put capital letters, and I had to put punctuation.
I'm the same way.
And I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't connect with them on this level. I tried so hard.
I'm so weird. I've gotten to the point now where if I put a period on a sentence in a text message, I feel like I'm sending the wrong message. I cannot use periods. I'll use the rest of the punctuation. Mm-hmm. Question mark's fine. Exclamation point is great. But if I use a period, I just feel like it's going to be taken the wrong way.
So what does that mean? Because I did see a text exchange online the other day, like, in your speak, Abby, in your speak, when you use a period and punctuation, what does that say to a younger generation?
You might as well be flipping me off, like directly in my face. In fact, you're probably giving me the double bird. It's more, I think, Gen Z, because a lot of our relationships are over text or over Snapchat, and so much of it is written out, that a lot of what you say is sometimes more of a tone set than an actual communication. Like for me, I say haha and LOL so many times in text messages, and it's not because I'm actually giggling and cackling. It's more of a tone set to let you know, like, hee hee, I'm in a good mood, and I'm not trying to like send you something that's going to make you think that I'm mad at you. Because if you don't send something with a little bit of joy in it, like a haha or an emoji, it can come off really dry.
So that I get. I just don't get what the tone of not using punctuation or capital letters is.
It feels more casual.
And is this only with people you know? Like when you are sending, like I just sent a text message this morning to somebody, right? But this is the first time sending a text to this person. And I used proper punctuation.
How old was the person that you were sending it to?
I have no idea how old they are. So
I guess it just depends on how well you know the person. It's sort of like a first email. Like the first email you send to anybody is very formal. It's well thought out. You probably put it through ChatGPT to make sure everything's lined up. But then like once you email back and forth with that person a couple times, it just slowly gets more and more casual.
I have never, like all of my text, no matter like for my best friends, like when I'm spilling tea, like any of it to you, to Cassie, I everything is properly capitalized. Everything is properly punctuated. I use plenty of periods. But I never once thought twice about it.
What a nerd.
1,000%.
Punctuation in a text?
Yes.
I guess I use text like chat, or like we used to use AIM back in the day. It doesn't matter to me anymore, the capitalization, if we're friends. If it's a first text to someone I don't know or someone I don't know well, I will use like full punctuation. But otherwise, it feels like I'm sending, like, can you imagine getting a text from like your spouse and it just says thanks, period? Doesn't that feel like, uh-oh, I did something? It feels sarcastic, like, thanks.
I guess I'm too old for this.
Yeah.
So at what point, like, I do think age matters here. Like, when you're getting a text from somebody and there is, like, Abby, if I'm sending you a text, mm-hmm. right, and it does have proper punctuation in capitals, you know I'm a certain age. And it doesn't have the same tone, correct?
I mean, I do think somebody my age could send me something kind of formal, but it just depends on the context. Like, if it's somebody I met while I was out and about and you send me something with punctuation, periods, I'm like, who are you, boomer? But if you if you send me something with a lot of punctuation, I'm like, yeah, this is just par for the course.
Okay.
But I'm looking at my text messages, right, to see, like, why I am the way that I am. So the last text I had with your fiance, Amanda, right, I'm looking at it. And it says, when capitalized, can Jimmy capitalized and I capitalize, take you and Asa capitalized to either Fernbank capitalize or TELUS capitalize or the Atlanta History Museum capitalize as his B-Day gift? ?
Aren't you exhausted?
Right. I'm exhausted.
So many times having to press the capitalize key.
But if I don't, like, it literally gives me anxiety. Like, if one of those hadn't have been and I sent it, I would have gone back in and went to edit and would have capitalized the F in Fernbank.
But the rules are weird, because if I wrote that text, I would have capitalized Jimmy, Asa, I, but Fernbank and TELUS, I would have left lowercase.
Really?
Yeah, just whatever.
I don't know. The younger generation to me is fascinating in this way. Absolutely fascinating that we could send the exact same text and it have different texture based on how old you are.
That's how important tone is in a text. You have to be perfectly clear that you're giggling and cackling.
Yeah.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Next time you go to Publix, you're not going to see Ben and Jerry's on the shelf. You're just going to see Ben's, because Jerry of Ben and Jerry's has resigned from the company he co-founded with Ben Cohen back in 1978. So on September 16th, so this was 2 days ago, Jerry announced that he is resigning because he feels he can no longer stay with the parent company in good conscience. So I guess back in 2000, when the merger agreement happened between them and the parent company, there was an agreement where they were able to have the independence to be able to speak out about certain social issues, which I feel like it goes hand in hand with Ben and Jerry's. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows they've been very outspoken about certain stances. And so he's claimed that over time, this independence has been eroded by their parent company. He's saying that he has been silenced or blocked from making certain statements or advocating for certain groups or making donations for various social and political issues. Some of these points of contention include the company's ability to post on social media, its stances related to civil rights, LGBTQ plus rights, and the Israel-Palestine conflict. Mm-hmm. There have apparently been several legal disputes, including alleging suppression of voices and removal of leadership related to social activism. So, yeah, Jerry of Ben and Jerry's is no more.
A friend of the Burt Show, Mara Davis, who I follow on social media, she posted about this, and she was shared what she had sent to Ben and Jerry's and was like, hey, Jerry, go off and start your own ice cream company called Just Jerry's, and then say and talk whatever you want to do. And there's tons of ice creams. I guess Ben and Jerry have done tons of ice creams dedicated to dudes. Like, there's a lot of, like, whether it's Fallon or Kimmel, or there's a bunch of men that Dave Matthews, I guess they've done a bunch of ice cream flavors around them. And she's like, hey, start doing some more ice cream flavors around women.
No, one of my favorite Ben and Jerry's flavors is, it's not based off a woman, but she's on the cover. I can't remember what her name is. She's a director, but it's like, it's cookie dough with caramel and a graham cracker swirl. It is so good. If you know, you know.
You need to find me the name of that. Yeah. That is heaven.
It's like caramel, delightful cookie dough blast. best. And there's a beautiful woman on the front. So you can support women and good ice cream. But maybe if you don't agree with the stance from their parent company, maybe you just need to switch over to Jenny's or something.
It's also complicated now. It's also complicated.
So complicated.
Oh, it's Ava DuVernay.
Yes.
Ava DuVernay.
It's so good. Okay, well, in good news, an arrest has been made in that Beyonce music, the hard drive that was stolen. Do you remember this story? It was a couple of weeks back or a couple of months back when Beyonce was actually in Atlanta. Somebody on her team had parked their car at Krog Street Market and someone broke into it.
Oh, yeah.
And they allegedly stole some of Beyonce's unreleased music. So, of course, the rental car, again, was parked in the deck, broken into. And the car was driven by Beyonce's choreographer and a dancer. So some of the jump drives have been taken. A MacBook Pro was taken, and they have arrested a suspect named Kelvin Evans. And it's not clear yet whether or not they've actually gotten back some of the music. So if you start hearing some music on TikTok that sounds a little bit like Beyonce, it might be coming from the suspect and his accomplices.
The last update I saw, maybe there's a new one, but the last one I saw is that he had been arrested, but they had not acquired any of the hard drives that were in that briefcase.
So I just wonder, like, where is it?
Right.
What are they doing with it? Is somebody's just enjoying Beyonce's next album alone by themselves on a encrypted computer?
This is The Burt Show.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.